This is Tuesday, July the 19th, and this is brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and of course, by stackup.org. Now, in this show, for GQDN, has some Sony update, a new FPS with new IP could be coming, and Platinum Games makes an appointment. But today, we start with some serious stuff, and the first three articles are brought to you by Wowhead. And on the first story, the Blizzard Albany quality assurance workers has asked Activision Blizzard to recognize the new union. So, at first, GWA Albany on Twitter, we are GWA Albany, did say, "Today we announce a new union at Activision Blizzard. QA is currently undervalued, discipline in the games and software industries. We strive to foster work environments where we are respected and compensated for our essential role in the development process." Further tweet, "We, the QA testers of Blizzard Albany, are committed to fostering an open, diverse, and equitable workplace. We demand an environment where our skills, ideals, and democratic decisions are valued and respected. To that end, we have organized with the CWA union to form our union." That's tweet number two. We skip ahead to tweet number five. "We at Blizzard Albany pride ourselves in our craft and our culture. With a union, we finally have a seat at the table for negotiating our futures. We ask that ABTI_AB voluntarily recognize our union and respect our rights to organize without retaliation or interference." Now, further post did say, via gameindustry.biz, quote, "We deeply respect the rights of all employees under the law to make their own decisions about whether or not to join a union." This was a quote by the ATBI spokesman. For the quote, "We believe that a direct relationship between the company and its employees is the most productive relationship. The company will be publicly and formally provided the response and the petitions to the NLRB. All right, so we go on to another Blizzard post, and a little bit more positive, okay? And another Wowhead article. Blizzard does respond to the feedback on the Evokers, and this is a blue post. And I'll read basically what they said. "Hi all, I wanted to soar over and touch on some of the great feedback that has been posted thus far. Talents and talent builds. There has been so much wonderful discussion about the talent trees, and we are still digging through all of it. No firm plans to share yet, but please continue sharing your feedback as we iterate on the trees. We let you know specifics as soon as we have them. Visage. In the next build, Drekthir will no longer switch to Visage when getting on a mount, flight path, etc. Additionally, they will have a new racial ability called Chosen Identity that you can activate, automatically assume your visage when you leave combat or after soaring. Chosen Identity will stay toggled on until manually deactivated. As a note, existing alpha characters may not have Chosen Identity learned. Azure Strike. In a future build, Azure Strike targeting and will behave more consistently. Currently, it is a build similarly to Chain Lightning, but it will be updated to be more of a circular AoE and pick in targets within 6 yards of your selected targets. Empowered Spells. It is intended that casting a different spell while empowering, e.g. casting Disintegrate while empowering a Fire Breath, cancels the Empower spell, refunds the resource costs, and cool down, and begins casting the other spell. Empowers have a global cooldown when they finish casting, meaning Fire Breath and Disintegrate cannot be cast at the same moment. Therefore, we have to interpret what the user is trying to do when they cast a different spell while empowering. Some may be trying to use a second spell as a shortcut for finishing their Fire Breath, while others may be trying to react to a situation and change what they're casting as soon as possible. The current version is opting to treat the new spell input as in a change of intention. Now, there's also an interview from Morgan Day, and he was talking to Shieldwald and Spencer Downey. So, basically what they were talking about was talent trees, raid and party buffs, master loot, which was big in the news, no more AP grind, mega dungeon, and acquiring gear in Dragonflight. I'm not going to go through all that stuff, but there is a video that you can see up on the WoWhead site. Now we get out of Blizzard, and we go to DualShockers.com as they say that Platinum Games has appointed Nintendo's Takeo Yamane as the new vice president. So here's the Twitter post, @PlatinumGames_J. Platinum Games changes significantly. Industry tycoon Fixer joins Platinum Games. What will it be? New Platinum Games. For details, see this week's Famitsu. So there will be some new games coming your way from Platinum Games. And there will also be a new game. There'll be an FPS from John Romero. Now this comes to us from Destructoid.com. So, what could be coming? Well, this is also another tweet from Romero Games Limited. It says, exciting news, we're hiring for a new FPS. So, we'll see what they make. And they are going to make the game on Unreal Engine 5. So we'll see what happens there. Now, here's an update from PlayStation. And this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And it says that Sony, the price monopoly lawsuit, was dismissed by the court. So this is indeed not surprising. But this is what the judge has wrote. Quote, for all the foregoing reasons, the motion to dismiss is granted because plaintiffs have failed to allege adequately anti-competitive conduct under the Sherman Act, the law by which a corporate antitrust is defined. And the other claims are derivative of the Sherman Act claims. Further quote, although it is unclear at this time if the deficiencies may be cured, plaintiff is granted leave to amend. So, if they find more information, then this thing can go on. But right now, the case, if the plaintiff cannot find any more things, is done. We have one more to go, so we're not done. Came in with PlayStation. Apparently, a GameStop location was giving away a free game, PlayStation 4 Anthem. So this was on a TikTok channel, and this person went to visit their local GameStop, discovering a PlayStation 4 copy of Anthem for the price of 1 cent. And the GameStop employee paid that money for that lucky customer. You can look up Clock Lava to see that reaction. So, I'd say that was good timing in some ways. We'll see what happens. I know what else is free, at least for me, and that is Stray, which you can find me playing that there on twitch.tv/JoeSpace, and maybe on the Stack Up channel later this week. Now, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We shall see you tomorrow. I'm going to go download Stray. You can go play some games. We'll see you tomorrow.